In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Rosie from Faded Rose. Hello, Rosie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Well done. We like the song, Don't Say We're Gonna Play It. Where are you based? Where are you from?
I am from Mayapak.
All your life?
Yep. Since I was about 8 years old. So I play all over the Hudson Valley, Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess.
Did you have to cancel a lot of gigs because of the lockdown pandemic?
Oh, yeah. 2020 was a complete wash, which was a bummer, but I actually used it as a great opportunity to write, and we got in the recording studio when we could, and that's why we have the EP. Should be releasing soon.
Do you write a lot of songs? Are you, like, writing a song right now as we speak?
I'm actually at the studio as we speak. I don't know if you can hear anything in the background. Yes, I'm at Woodside Productions in Peekskill, actually.
Let them know the acoustics are wonderful, okay?
I will.
Did you call in sick to record today, or did you not have the luxury have a day job?
I did not have to work today, so that's great.
Where do you work?
I'm a realtor with J. Philip Real Estate in Mayapak.
Probably took a while to get your real estate license. Takes a similar dedication to become a dedicated musician, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of work either way. You have to put a lot of time into it to get anything out of it, really.
Question, if you were making $1 million in real estate a year, would you give it up to make $20,000 as a musician?
Probably, yes, actually.
Absolutely.
I would.
Mm-hmm. You passed the test, Rosie.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, the name Faded Rose, where did that come from? Why are you called Faded Rose?
You know, that's a good question. We kind of went back and forth with different bad names, and I actually was only going to go by Rosie in general, but there's another artist out there who beat me to it, and she's with Arista, so it's trademarked. I can't use her name. So although Rosie is my name, I needed to come up with something else.
What's faded about Rosie? I guess is what I'm getting at.
Actually, so in my single Don't Say, there's a line, I've got a little bit of color, but the rest is mostly gray. And I sort of just envisioned like this faded rose, right? The rose that's mostly gray with a little bit of pink left to it. So I kind of used that imagery to choose the name.
Let's go back in your life. How long you been at this music thing? When did it start?
Oh, forever. I was always picking up instruments and singing and playing around since I was a kid. But I probably started writing music in middle school. And I have some of the songs still, and it's funny to look back at them and laugh at myself at how dramatic it all was.
Well, you know, drama works for Taylor Swift. It could work for you, too.
It does, although I think it'd be a little silly if I sang some of those songs now, but, you know, I can give it a shot.
I think you'd be surprised. There's probably like three emotions in every song you've ever heard. It's just it's how you package it, I would imagine, right?
Right.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, it's Rosie from Faded Rose. Tell me about who else plays on the song on the album. Who else is in the band?
So we have Tom McDermott on rhythm guitar. And he's my fiance, actually. And then we have Charlie Costa on lead guitar, and he actually owns Resonance Music School in Cortland Manor in the Hudson Valley. And then we have Chris Perna on drums. He's another local musician, and he plays with many different bands. And Ed Murphy played bass on this tune, and he is a drum instructor over at Putnam Music in Mayapak.
What kind of stuff keeps Rosie from Faded Rose going? Keeps you motivated?
That's a good question. I'm motivated by a lot of different things. You know, I love art and just expression, so I'm sort of always writing and feeling, you know, different things. And I was laughing about it this morning with someone else because there are times where I'll start writing a song in the shower and I have to jump out and sing it into my phone really quick before I forget. I just sort of draw inspiration from anything.
Tell me about the song you alluded to that we're going to play, Don't Say. It's well produced. Was it produced where you are right now?
Yes, Woodside Productions in Peekskill, and it was mastered with MasterDisc, and they did an amazing job.
What is the song about?
So the song is really about, well, it's a love song. It's about, you know, trust and wanting to fall in love with somebody and just asking them not to make promises that they can't keep.
You say an album is coming out. When do you think that's going to happen?
Definitely before June. Depends how quickly we can wrap it up. It originally was going to just be a 5-song EP, but I just wrote 3 more that I would love to include on it.
Wow, of course.
We're going to get those, you know, done and hopefully, you know, I'd love to get it out by the end of April, but we'll see.
What's the expression in Nashville? They say the three greatest songs ever written, Amazing Grace, Bridge Over Troubled Water, and the one I'm working on right now. Right? That's the expression.
Yeah.
What's the website where people can find out more about Faded Rose?
FadedRoseMusic.com. And by the way, today is my birthday, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday to Rosie from Faded Rose.
Thank you.
Back into the studio. She's living there pretty much. It's Rosie from Faded Rose. Our birthday gift to her is to include her in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Here's the song, Don't Say. Well done, Rosie, and go get them.
Thank you.